Prime Minister Narendra Modi has made a very nuanced shift in his position on dynasties or dynastic politics. And BJP leaders must be very happy about it. This shift in his stand came in his speech on the Constitution Day in the Central Hall of Parliament on the 26th of November. You must have all read and heard how he talked about how, you know, parties which are for the family, by the family, parties which are led by one family, one generation after another, are against the spirit of the Constitution and democracy. He actually called them a threat to healthy democracy. Now see where the shift has happened. While talking about these parties and talking about Parivarvad, or you know how dynasties are leading these parties, he made a very clear distinction. The distinction was basically that, you know, dynasts are fine, but not dynastic parties, which is a big shift. And in this episode of Politically Correct, I'm going to talk about this shift, how it has happened, and what it means for the BJP and BJP leaders to be particular. So see what he said while talking about Parivarvad, talking about dynastic parties. Here he is making it clear, and I'm reading from his speech in the Central Hall of Parliament. So he clarifies, when I say dynastic parties, I do not mean to say that more than one person from one family shouldn't enter politics. Ji nahi, he was emphatic. Ji nahi, of course not. A party does not become dynastic if more than one person of one family enters politics by virtue of their ability and blessings of the people. So there is a very clear distinction between dynasts and dynastic parties. And he goes on to explain, then we are not getting into that, but let me illustrate what he is saying. So look at the Congress. Again, this party is led by one family, one generation after another. You talk about the DMK, you talk about the Shiv Sena, you talk about, I can keep naming like Rashtriya Janata Dal, Lalu Yadav, Tejasvi Yadav, you talk about Samajwadi Party. So there are many parties. So, and these parties become a threat to healthy democracy, as he says, because family's interest comes first. See, what a brilliant distinction he has made. Because parties which may not be part of the NDA, or which may not be in alliance with the BJP, but which have been pretty friendly with the BJP, those parties get excluded from this distinction. For instance, let's talk about Biju Janata Dal. Biju Janata Dal, you know, Biju Janata Dal always collaborates with the BJP in Parliament. Whenever you have some problem with numbers in the Raj Sabha, you have BJD coming in support of the government to clear bills. Now, BJD, you cannot say one generation after another. Forget about Navin Patnaik's father. Point is, Navin Patnaik founded this party, and he is the first generation leader. So when the Prime Minister is saying this party has to be led by one generation after another, BJD does not fit the bill there. Let's talk about another party, say YSRCP of Jagan Mohan Reddy in Andhra. Now YSRCP also does not fit in that definition, because Jagan Mohan Reddy's father might have been a chief minister of the Congress, but this party is new. Jagan has founded this party. So this again, this criterion of one generation after another leading that party does not apply to YSRCP either. You can talk about some, say, NDA partners. Although you can quibble that, you know, Shiv Sena, when you're talking about the Shiv Sena was part of the NDA earlier, but the past is past. Let's talk about the BJP allies even today. So Apunadar, for instance, of Anupriya Patel. Now, Anupriya is a dynast. Her father, Sonilal Patel, founded the Apunadal. But if you go technical with this, today Anupriya or her party does not fit the bill. Her party's name is Apunadal Sonilal. So it's a new party. It's split from Apunadal, which was headed by Anupriya in the past. But if you look at it today, even Apunadal Sonilal, you cannot say this is a party led by a family one generation after another. It's a new party. Talk about nuance. That's why I'm saying he has made a brilliant distinction, which does not apply to the BJP or some of its allies, but which applies to most of the opposition parties. Now, Trinamool Congress, again, if you talk about Trinamool Congress also, Mamata Banerjee, Abhishek Banerjee, although he is not formally heading the party, but he is controlling the levers of the party. So most of the opposition parties fit in that definition. And all these parties are a threat to democracy, as the Prime Minister says. But then see here, what a big leeway he has given to his own party leaders, or allies in fact, by saying that, you know, dynasts are fine. It's a very fine distinction, because you look at the BJP today, there are so many dynasts in today's BJP, in Modi government. So why did he do that? And first of all, let me explain how is it different from what Modi used to say in the past. If you talk about his broad sweep and try to analyze his stand on dynastic politics theoretically, look at all his comments. It comes more as, you know, he was talking about this unequal distribution in the allocation of power, like between haves and have-nots. If you are a dynast, he would lambast all of them in the past. So I'll just quote some of his comments in the past. In fact, the most recent comment was in January, in fact, this year only. So he was addressing the National Youth Parliament Festival, only last January, where he exhorted the youth to join politics. And then he's talked about that. He was talking about how this poison of dynasty has to be finished, because this undermines our democracy. So he said that those who have been winning elections on the basis of surnames, I mean, their days are over now. Those who have grown from dynasty think nobody will be able to do anything to them. They see successful examples of that in their homes. Therefore, neither do these people have any respect for law, nor do they have any fear of it. He was talking about dynasties, dynastic politics in general. He was not making any distinction earlier. On the Constitution Day, in his speech, he made that distinction. You are fine if you are a dynast, but everything is wrong with parties which are led by dynasties. So parties and individuals. Why did he do that? See, it may be very easy, or it will be naive on our part, to actually link it with the recent BIPOL losses. We have spoken about it, how in many assembly constituencies the BJP lost because the party decided not to give ticket to the family members of the deceased legislators, and even the family members of some of the MPs. You know, there were 30 assembly seats and 3 parliamentary seats which had gone for the BIPOLs. Tickets were denied to the members of those MPs, deceased MPs and MLAs. And the results came, there was a setback in many states, say in Himachal, in Rajasthan. And many people were talking, you know, that because the family members were denied ticket, the party lost. Say, for instance, in Himachal Pradesh, a Jubal Kotkhai constituency, the sitting or the deceased MLA's son contested independent because he was denied ticket. And he ended up ensuring the victory of the Congress in Jubal Kotkhai. The BJP candidate got about one-fourth of what the rebel candidate, independent candidate, got. Independent candidate Bragta was the son of the deceased MLA. Talk about Hangal. In Hangal, you say again that, you know, somebody who is the BJP, which had won that constituency for several terms, the BJP lost there because a member of that family was not given ticket, of the deceased MLA's family. And people have been talking about it. They have been questioning this entire candidate selection approach, that, you know, we have heard from, you know, Himachal Pradesh CM Jairam Thakur, we have heard from SP Himachal Pradesh state BJP president also, and we have been talking with BJP leaders across states, and everybody is kind of posing questions that, you know, you always have sympathy factor coming in when you have these bipoles, and so the party should have given tickets to their family members. And earlier they would not say anything, but now suddenly you are seeing these people talking about it, party leaders talking about it, which is a bit unusual, but that's also because there has been some kind of discontent, if not resentment. So this resentment has been building up after this sentence. The resentment has been building up because, you know, every politician thinks that, okay, he or she is working in this constituency, and once he hangs up the boots, his or her family member, his son or daughter, will take over, which was not to be done, because the Prime Minister has made this dynastic politics a big pull plank. Not just now, he has been doing it right since his chief ministerial days. There was some kind of discontentment which was building up. Earlier they were not speaking. Say, I would say, for instance, let's take up some of the names. Anurag Thakur, he's a cabinet minister now, but he was brought in the government only in 2019. Earlier also, he was a very bright, dynamic leader. He was heading the Bharatiya Janata Yuva Morcha. Still, he was not being inducted into the government because his father was Prem Kumar Dhumal, the former chief minister. So it was only after Dhumal took a sort of political retirement that Anurag finally got a chance to get into the government as a junior minister first in 2019. And then he proved his mettle, and the next 2 years, he was promoted as a cabinet minister. But there are many others who have not got those chances. Say, for instance, Poonam Mahajan. She's just a two-term MP, but she's pretty bright, and you need some young faces from Mumbai. But she has not got a chance to get into the government because, you know, the top leadership thinks that you should not have any dynasts in the government. Poonam Mahajan happens to be the daughter of late Pramod Mahajan. You had somebody like former Chhattisgarh Chief Minister Raman Singh's son, Abhishek. He was even denied ticket. He was a sitting MP but denied ticket in 2019 parliamentary election. Then again, let's talk about somebody, say, Vasundhara Raje's son, Dushyant. Dushyant has been an MP for 4 terms, but he has not been inducted in the government. Because generally what you say, you know, dynasts have to be, not ignored exactly, but dynasts cannot be seen as the parties or the government's face. Though there are contradictions here that I'll come to later. You come to Bangalore South, for instance. In 2019, after Anand Kumar died, his wife, Tejaswini, was very popular in her constituency. Those of you who have been to Bangalore, who are from Bangalore, you might be knowing that, you know, she was very popular. She was the one who was taking care of his constituency. But after his death, the BJP decided not to give her party ticket, despite her popularity. Because again, the dynasty thing came. And so the ticket was given to Tejaswi Surya. This had been happening over the past several years, and even many in the BJP actually have been questioning it. They have been whispering about it. Nobody would actually go public with that. But many of them were already questioning, why is it being done? So why has the PM done it now? Now, it would be very naive to say that, you know, he decided to make this shift because of what happened in bipoles. The Prime Minister does not decide things like that. And that is why I'm coming to the other point, that he could sense that some kind of resentment is building up, and it's probably unfair to deny competent people a chance in politics. That is why he is linking that, you know, if you on merit, if you have the abilities and if you have the people's blessing, there is nothing wrong with you entering politics, even if some other member of your family is already there. He's making a very fine distinction, and there is a reason for it. See, bipole, just leave the bipole apart. The reason I'm saying is that there were already many questions swirling around. In the sense, you know, when BJP, you talk to BJP leaders, they would tell you if a doctor's son or daughter can be a doctor, an engineer's son or daughter can be an engineer, what's wrong with the politician's son or daughter? They have a point. Then they would tell you, well, if I have to nurture my constituency, if I work in my constituency for decades, and when it comes to my retirement time, I would like that legacy to be passed on to my children. And why should they be deprived of this opportunity if they have been working with me, they have been working in my constituency, but when I retire, they will not be getting the mantle from me. Why should it happen? So it's like it goes against the meritocracy also. Although there you may have many questions about, I may have many questions about this logic. But if you look at it, they have a point. Say somebody like Defence Minister Rajnath Singh's son, Pankaj. Pankaj is an MLA. Why should he not get a role in, say, in the UP government? Just because he is Rajnath Singh's son. Say somebody like Amit Shah's son, Jay. If he has interest in politics, if he wants to join politics, why not? Just because he is Amit Shah's son, he cannot be denied that opportunity. And forget about political dynasty. I'm saying, say, Shaurya Doval, son of National Security Advisor Ajit Doval. Shaur has been interested in Uttarakhand politics for long. He has been working there also. But even the last election, the party decided to deny him the ticket. He's not a dynast. I mean, you're talking about politics. He's the NSA's son. But still, the party decided to actually ignore it because it would be seen as promoting a dynast in a way. But is that fair? So we don't know why the PM made that decision, but you just wonder if these questions I'm propping up here, did some of these questions reach the Prime Minister's ears? Maybe. Or probably he was getting conscious of this entire hypocrisy of, you know, anti-dynasticism. Because if you look at his cabinet, and if you, we have done our, the print has done stories on the dynasts in important positions in this government also. You have so many dynasts. Jyotiraditya Sindhya is only the latest addition. You have people like Piyush Goyal, you have people like Dharmendra Pradhan, Kiran Rijiju, Anurag Thakur. So not that the Union Cabinet does not have dynasts. They already were. Look at other chief ministers also. Now, they went for the Fadnavis. His father was an MLC. You could have called him a dynast. You have Basavaraj Bommai in Karnataka. His father was also a chief minister. He's a dynast. You have Pema Khandu, the Arunachal Pradesh chief minister. His father was also a chief minister. He's also a dynast. You look at a candidate, BJP candidates in assembly elections and parliamentary elections. There are so many dynasts. So you cannot go on slamming this entire dynastic politics while retaining them, inducting them, giving the tickets, promoting them in the government and in the party. There was a bit of hypocrisy here. So by making this fine distinction, the Prime Minister has sought to kind of harmonize these things. You know, dynasts are fine, dynastic parties are a problem. Or there could be another reason. We have talked about two factors. One is winnability. Bipoles could be an indicator, but that could have been a long processed view, in fact, that, you know, by denying them, you are probably compromising your electoral interest. Another view could be, you know, so many BJP leaders, their children, and what happens to them. And many of them would tell you that, okay, probably this Prime Minister will not understand our family problems and what we want from our children and how we want to promote their career. So one of the MPs was telling me, Modi ji nahi samjhenge. Modi ji will not understand. But somehow some of these must have reached his ears, as I'm saying. There could be yet another reason. And that would be, you know, this futility of slamming all the dynasts or their utility in electoral politics. Because many of them have been winning across parties. Even Jagan Mohan Reddy, he's a dynast. And he got a landslide. Talk about even Shiv Sena. You have so many instances where dynasts have done very well, even as party heads or as individual politicians. So probably the Prime Minister also realized that, you know, just slamming dynastic politics in general, making broad sweeps, jibes against them, does not really work because people can see through that there is no uniformity in your position when you are inducting dynasts, but condemning dynastic politics. And that is why this distinction has come. So the final view in the BJP is, as basically explained by the Prime Minister, dynasts are okay, but dynastic parties are a threat to healthy democracy. I'll end up this episode of Politically Correct telling you that many BJP leaders are very happy with the Prime Minister's revised stand on dynastic politics. That's all from me in this episode. Thank you very much for watching.